From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After weeks of debate over the issue, Secretary of State Colin Powell put a label on the crisis in Darfur, Sudan today. He called it genocide. Powell's appearance before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was meant to ramp up pressure on Sudan to rein in Arab militias in Darfur and also put pressure on the United Nations Security Council. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this story.
State Department investigators spent weeks in refugee camps hearing stories about Sudan's scorched earth campaign in Darfur, rampaging Janjaweed militias, raping women and killing or kidnapping men and boys. The report these investigators gave to Powell speaks of a clear racial dimension to the crisis, quoting refugees as saying they heard Arab militiamen talking of orders to kill all blacks. Powell told senators today the report made him come to one conclusion.
I concluded, that genocide has been committed in Darfur, and that the government of Sudan and the Janjaweed bear responsibility, and that genocide may still be occurring.
While Sudan complained that the U.S. is pouring oil on fire, Powell said he understood the diplomatic risks of using the genocide label. The secretary said he had hoped 2004 would usher in a new relationship between the U.S. and Sudan, with the Islamic government cooperating more on terrorism issues and closing in on a peace agreement ending a separate conflict with mainly Christian and animist rebels in the south. Members of Congress who labeled Darfur a genocide over a month ago were pleased to hear Powell utter the word himself. Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist, who dropped in on the hearing, spoke passionately about the cause.
Savagery, it's slaughter, and it's going on, in essence, as we speak, and we have an opportunity, and we all recognize that, to reverse what could be one of the greatest humanitarian tragedies of all time.
Despite this rhetoric, legal experts and Powell himself say that no new action is dictated by the genocide label. Asked about the lessons of the Rwanda genocide 10 years ago, Powell was hesitant to make the comparison.
This is not quite Rwanda. It's not quite as horrible as what happened in Rwanda with the actual lining up of people and slaughtering of people en masse. But the lessons are get involved early.
And he insisted the U.S. did, even though there's no appetite in Washington for actually sending U.S. troops to Darfur. The Bush administration is focusing on getting the U.N. Security Council to pass a resolution that would expand an African Union monitoring mission and hold out a threat of sanctions against Sudan's oil sector, something China, among others, opposes. New Jersey Democrat John Corzine, just back from Darfur, encouraged the Bush administration to help the African Union force do something more than simply monitoring ceasefire violations as it does now.
Action speaks louder than words on all of our part. We're talking about not just troops, but serious logistical support. Helicopters, C-130s, the kinds of airlift that allows that kind of effort to be effective. This needs to happen, and it needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Powell said that the AU is talking about sending in a few thousand monitors, but still has no clear plan. He said that the U.S. is providing military advisors on the ground and money.
We have placed millions of dollars aside to support it, and we may have to come back to the Congress to support this deployment. It may also be that at some point we may have to use our own Department of Defense assets in a logistics way to get things in.
Now that Powell has called Darfur a genocide, he said he hopes Security Council members will feel the urgency to pass a new UN resolution. It urges the UN to investigate the violence itself and make its own determination as to what to call it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.